Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The best things happen after dark. Nightclubs are the ultimate spaces for self-expression, escape, music, socializing, and forgetting for a moment the outside world. Going out is a way to discover ourselves, who we really are, what we really like. We find new friends and fall in love on the dance floor. As humans, we like to move to a beat, and there's nothing like a good night out. I'm Jody Harsh. I'm a DJ and producer, and I've spent most of my life going out. I know how to tear up a dance floor, and in this podcast, I chat with my guests about how club culture and going out has helped shape their identities and inform their work. In season one, we were locked down, unable to partake in nocturnal activities, so we could only talk about our memories of nightlife. Now we're back out there, and I've got a truly amazing guest list for season two. So let's dive into those hazy memory banks and hit the floor. This is Life of the Party. Today's guest is a singer, songwriter, and podcaster. She first hit fame as a vocalist on Dance Bangers before becoming an established artist in her own right. Her fourth album, What's Your Pleasure, came out in 2020 and became a lockdown highlight. Its whirling disco strings and beats evoked a feeling of dance floor nostalgia at a time when all the clubs were closed. She presents the podcast Table Manners with her mum, Lenny, and she really is the coolest girl in any room. I've been DJing for her around the UK on her What's Your Pleasure tour, and I'm so excited to chat to her about her nocturnal habits today. It's Jessie Ware.
Hi, Jodie.
How are you?
I am a little tired.
Right.
Because I went out last night.
Oh, this is perfect. I know. For the podcast.
I know.
Where did you go?
I went to the Vogue Tiffany BAFTA party.
Oh la la, very swish.
But I realised that lots of people just go to those parties so they do the photo.
Yeah.
And then they fuck off.
Absolutely.
And I was quite excited to see people that I hadn't seen for 2 years.
Yeah.
So I didn't just fuck off. Yet I don't feel like I fully achieved that euphoria. I didn't get to dance. I saw a few Euphoria cast members,
okay.
But like I didn't get to dance enough. So it felt slightly unsatisfactory.
Didn't quite get the cum shot.
No, exactly. Yeah.
Where was the party?
Annabelle's.
Oh,
and you were there the other day.
I was there I DJ'd.
Annabelle's having a raging bloody march.
So Annabelle's, if listeners don't know, is a very swish West End institution.
Yeah.
It's been open.
Private members.
Private members club.
But I ain't private member, so
no,
like.
Nor am I.
The riffraff that go to the party parties.
I've DJed there about 7 times. They've never offered me a membership
so
or anything
sorry.
Like that. But it's very gorgeous.
Yes.
It's very bougie.
Yes.
And they host lots of very fabulous events there.
So, yes. Yeah. And you were, what was your event?
I DJed their fourth birthday, which was Studio 54.
Oh my God,
themed.
With the white horse outside.
Yes.
Oh my, I was a bit jealous about not being invited to that one.
I feel like you should have been.
Was it really fun? And Roisin Murphy.
Roisin Murphy performed.
The queen in a fabulous suit.
Honey Dijon DJed.
Oh!
I DJ'd. It was quite,
on.
Yeah, it was quite. And the production levels, they've got so much money, that place.
Yeah.
Their
I don't
production,
know how, like, it must be very expensive to become a member.
It's like tens of thousands of pounds.
Right,
and I'm
okay.
Sure every time you go, you drop thousands
what
of pounds
it?
On like ridiculous, like caviar or
yeah.
something. It's that kind of place. So we've both had a lovely time at this
yeah.
very bougie establishment
yeah.
this week.
So yeah,
fabulous.
But apart from that, I've just come from a photo shoot, so I've got kind of this hair and I've got quite like a strong look, but I
okay.
feel like that's acceptable because
you're
here.
Sat next to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I've also got this hair.
I'm making an effort
and
for
a strong
you.
Look.
I'd like
yeah.
to say I worked hard at this, but somebody else did.
And we both have our hair on one side, which
yeah,
is,
I don't know.
Is,
look, maybe that's yeah. We're kind of
I love
is that. That. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's symmetry.
Yeah, beautiful.
I can see in the monitor. What's your earliest memory of partying? It could have been a birthday party or something. When can you remember first being at a party.
I think, like, definitely Black Lace, Superman.
What a record.
Call on the horn. Oh. No, blow the horn. Ring that bell.
What a banger.
Yeah, I've got really into making my children do it now.
Okay. It still slaps.
Still fucking slaps, babe. Still gets me. So I think that was probably, like, you know, kids' parties, pass the parcel. Musical Statues. I fucking love that song. And yeah, it hasn't aged.
Like a classic so we birthday love that. Party.
So that's like the first entry point.
Okay.
And then like definitely like family weddings.
Yeah.
And just staying up a bit too late. Aga, do. Push pineapple, shake the tree.
All yeah, the that, classics yeah, in yeah, your party memories. Yeah. And what about your teenage years? When did you start going to actual nightclubs?
So I remember there were like what I thought seemed pretty rubbish, like these under 18 rave things, which I think I went to once and nobody wanted to kiss me. So I was a bit disappointed because everyone was snogging everybody and thought the music was a bit shit. But am I swearing too much?
No.
Because you just looked at each other like, oh, dear. Oh, no, okay, fine. You swear a lot. Okay, great.
We fucking swear fucking shitloads.
So we were really into Garage, my group, and that was always kind of house parties or party parties, and we'd always have really good DJs at our parties. And then my first kind of clubbing properly was probably Brixton Mass.
Okay, yeah.
At Movement, okay. The drum bass night there.
Okay. I guess Garage Radio was big. Yeah. Was Pirate Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just kind that. Of, yeah, and it was like lots of, well, the drum and bass stuff was kind of, it opened my eyes to clubbing and raving. Yeah. But the Garage thing was a bit earlier and we were kind of listening to like DJ EZ mixes.
Yeah.
And it was when Garage was getting really popular in the charts too. Like, you know, like Flowers.
Sweet Like Chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. All of that. Days. So yeah. That was really fun. I feel like I was quite lucky with, in my teenage years, lots of really fun hip hop and R&B.
Yeah.
Drum and bass was amazing and Garage.
Okay. Let's talk about it now. So What's Your Pleasure, your album, which came out 2 years ago. It seems like an ode to the dance floor.
Yes.
Did you have a particular dance floor in mind when creating the album? Like, what was your kind of muse and inspiration?
It was kind of, it definitely felt like it ranged from like maybe Berghain to Studio 54 to a cocktail party, maybe at Annabelle's, maybe somewhere else. I don't know. So this kind of, a scope of different dance floors, but that could kind of fit in different worlds. Everyone was invited almost.
Got it. When you're writing a song or in the studio making music, are you visualizing an actual moment?
And that was what was so frustrating about lots was frustrating about COVID, obviously, but I think it was quite kind of, I have to laugh about it, the fact that I made this record with my fans, with the dance floor, really wanting to be played in clubs.
Yeah.
Again, like I started my career in clubs.
Yeah.
Have these songs being played and then for us to not be able to do that at all. And so it's so touching when people come up to me and say, you know, you soundtracked my lockdown
kitchen raves and things,
and it was dancing or living room dancing and trying to put a little disco ball up.
So maybe the lack of nightlife when you were, did you write the album just before the pandemic
I wrote it between like 2018 and 2000 early 20.
So how was it releasing an album, a dance album, during lockdown?
It was what I thought was going to be really frustrating. I think for initially my label said, do you want to not release it? And I was like, absolutely not, because I think people need to escape. I was relying on music so much at that time that I was like, well, I've got this music and hopefully people will like it. And I think actually it gave it this far bigger poignancy than I potentially deserved, which was that everyone had this soundtrack and this idea of escaping to this place that definitely wasn't the reality that we were living with.
Yeah.
So it was frustrating, but also it was this real opportunity for me to be introduced to a lot of new ears all over the world.
Sure. I also think when we were in lockdown, the importance of nightlife as a culture, as a safe space, a lot of that kind of started to, as a place to escape to.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a lot of discussion about that, about the actual importance and the relevance of nightlife.
And do you remember when the date came out for when nightclubs were going to be open again.
Wasn't there a false start? Didn't we get a false start?
Did we?
Yeah, I think so. I think there were a couple of false starts and then there was
But when it actually happened, it was like everyone was planning where they were going. I was pregnant, so I couldn't really go. But I remember like it was just it felt like everyone needed to get to that date. And some people were too scared to go out, and that's absolutely fine. But the ravers were not.
Yeah, and we did the rule of six before
Jesus
that.
Christ.
And
I
was DJing in restaurants to groups of six people with security telling everyone to sit down.
Oh my God.
I mean, as a DJ, that was pretty grim. I don't want to... I tell you what was even worse, DJing to my phone in my living room.
Oh,
we got through it, but I mean, all the lives
I know,
and things
hopefully
like that.
We don't have to go back.
I don't want to go
there.
Back to that. There's nothing like the live experience.
Yeah, but the last time I said that, never again, in the sense of like COVID, I had my songwriters over who I wrote the record with, What's Your Pleasure? And we were making the new record. And I'd flown them over from LA. And I said, well, we've been doing sessions on Zoom, which you can only do if you are, I think, either very resilient or you know the songwriters and producers that you're working with very, very well, because it is glitchy, painful, awkward, unromantic.
Disconnected.
Yeah, disconnected, all of that. But and I said to them, I was like, oh my, I embraced them. And I said, never again in bloody Zoom. Next day, one of them got bloody COVID,
oh,
didn't they?
Typical,
you know, when you're just like, oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway.
I read somewhere that you want to perform at the Panorama Bar at Bergheim. Tell me about that.
Well, because
have you been?
I haven't.
Yeah, I've been once years ago.
It's been something that's been discussed with me, and I think it was potentially on the cards for an album that was far less appropriate than this record.
Oh, it wasn't for What's Your
Pleasure? No. And I haven't done any European talks of any European dates yet, apart from like some festivals, but I would just love that. Lots of my friends have DJed it.
Yeah.
Julia Bashmore.
Yeah.
You know, Jamie XX has played there. I remember seeing, I think Romy's been and like, Crystal Clear. I remember him just saying it was just such fun.
Yeah.
I just thought that's what I want to do.
At the Panorama Bar, I'm sure you know, but it has these big shutters that open and let the sunlight in. Do you know about this?
No.
Okay, so there's, you know, like in a normal, on a normal dance floor, there'll be a lighting person who can control the flashing lights and the strobe and the smoke machine and stuff. At the Panorama Bar, when a song's about to peak and it's a big moment, because it goes on to about, you know, midday the following day. So you go to Panorama Bar maybe at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
so around
sort
of 8 or 9 a.m., it's actually the
sort
of the peak of the night. And when there's a big crescendo in a record, these shutters open and they let all the daylight in. And then when the track drops back in, all the shutters shut again.
That's amazing.
And you're back in the dance floor.
How does it feel? Is it a bit like, come on, drink up, time to go? Or
No, because it's Berlin. It's Berlin. And so in Berlin, you go out really late in Berlin. It's been like Ibiza. You know, like in Ibiza, you'll go out at 2 a.m. to a club. You know, you're not going out to like at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because I get a bit like, ooh, it's
but
a bit late.
Because I always found it really funny when Bashmore would say that he was going to play at Panorama. He'd be like, yeah, I'd set my alarm at 6 o'clock, have my cornflakes, pop to DJ. And I just thought that was so bizarre.
That's what they do.
It's kind of the most amazing energy.
I think that's what the proper Berliners do as well. I think they'll go to bed before they go out. They'll get up and they go straight there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, rather than carrying on. It's not like
here. It's
where
not it's like the
you've been out
dregs.
For like 25.
Yeah.
Exactly, like down, down in Vauxhall.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's like an actual thing to sort of like you wake up and on a Sunday morning you
I love
go.
That.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
home in time
you have
for a
Barry's.
Roast. I do. I have Barry's
Bootcamp. They have Bergheim.
Yeah, exactly.
Panorama Bar.
Really simple. Actually, quite similar.
Yeah.
A lot of cardio. How has touring been for you so far with this album? I know. It's a game of two halves.
Well,
yeah.
You know how it's
I
been.
Do.
You were supporting me on the tour. We weren't able to touch or see each other because I was being so strict with trying to avoid the old Omicron.
Yeah.
And I did avoid it. Alas, my crew members didn't. And so it got cut short.
Yeah.
And it was fucking stressful and annoying and sad. But the time that we had on the stage, and I think you can vouch for this too, like being on the stage and seeing people having a good time and seeing them forgetting about the past 2 years was magic. And so I'd forget about it and put on a show and remind myself that that's my like first job. You know, I do a podcast too. And that has not taken over my life. I love doing it. But it was just, I haven't, I haven't toured for so long. I hadn't toured since 2018. And then to do it and then for it to be just taken away from you again. But, you know, we're going back together.
Absolutely.
In May,
we saw each other like once or twice across dressing rooms. Like,
and I was like, can't come near you. Hi, blowing kisses.
Yeah.
It's just like, we tried so hard. And actually, it's really near on impossible to tour at the moment.
Yeah. I loved opening for you. I felt like I was getting the party started.
You absolutely were.
Yeah. That was like an absolute a pleasure. You've worked with loads of DJs as well, and sort of dance producers, right? You've guessed it on a few dance records. Did you get to do club PAs and stuff like that?
Babe, I used to.
Tell us about those days.
Oh God, the good ones or the bad ones?
Both. Bad ones especially.
So yeah, the good ones was like, you know, I started out with the Boiler Room. Yeah. I think I was the first vocalist to ever do Boiler Room.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
I'm going to check that out.
It's in the archives because it was like, I was the first vocalist to ever sing on Boiler Room, I think. And I sung a song with Subtract called Nervous. And One Man, the DJ who I love, I had a little like, One Man, you're making me nervous and I'm nervous. And he would pull it back and Martello was there. It was like this whole crew and it was really fun. Fawlty DL was there, Julianaire. It was just like wild. It was in a warehouse in Hackney and it was really, really kind of it wasn't executed like it is now with Boiler Room. So that was one thing. I remember having an amazing time PAing Valentine, my song with Sampha, in Corsica Studios, and that was like really beautiful. It felt like a real moment. And then like clubs, I've been to in Ibiza with Disclosure.
Amazing.
Space. That was really good fun.
You've got a big Disclosure remix
running.
So which I play. My DJ set sometimes.
You.
I love that.
So Disclosure did this remix of Running and it was just, it's when like remixes work. Sometimes they don't work.
You perform it on the tour.
I perform it on the tour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That really works.
I've never done that before on the tour, but it felt right with this last record.
Totally. Yeah.
So I've done that. But yeah, a bad PA was Majorca Rocks.
Oh.
Darling Mr. Jam had taken invited
Jam.
Me out, and it was when I had this song with Joker. And he was really big, he was such a supporter of me. And so he took me to Majorca Rocks, and it's in Magaluf. And it was like me, Rudimental, somebody else, can't P Money, like anyway, Mr. Jam. And they were literally throwing drinks at me.
No.
Yeah. But it was okay because it was like one song. They were just like Magaluf pissed up kids that didn't know who the fuck I was and didn't care. And they just wanted to throw some, I don't know what it was in it, but anyway, I was like, cool, I'm glad. But you know, it's kind of like rite of passage. You have to, it was like once, but it was quite funny.
Think I've ever had like a bottle thrown at me or anything like that. I don't think.
Touch wood, that never happened.
Touch wood, I don't think there's any wood. There's no wood in the studio, but hopefully it won't happen. You're a mum.
Yeah.
To three?
Yeah.
How, obviously, your priorities have changed, of course. Is going out to clubs much of a possibility?
Well, we're
now
like discussing how I can factor in going to your night, feel it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, I mean, this is how like I have to like schedule it in the way that there's, you know, like last night, my friend was like, come to the party. Daniel's having a party. And I was like, oh no, if I do that, then the cab's going to take that long and then I'm going to get there and then I'm going to be there for an hour and then I'm going to get back and then I'm not going to get to sleep till about 3 o'clock and I've got to get up at, anyway, you know, you're just like, God, this is boring. I'm already asleep. Feel It, we're supposed to be doing in a couple of weeks. Yeah. And I'm going to really try, but it's more that I need a babysitter the next day.
Got it. So you can have a hangover.
It's all very well. It's not even the hangover. It's just the like, what time do you go to sleep after Feel It?
On Friday, I went to bed at about 4:30.
Okay.
Yeah, I left at 3, but then you shower, take makeup off, you know, all that kind of stuff. About 4:30.
Right, okay.
So not crazy. My rule is when the sun, I can't be awake when the sun's out. Summer's, I hate that. You know, when you get home and the sun's coming up
birds
and you just feel a bit...
tweeting.
Can't do tweeting birds.
Stress.
I'm having
stressful.
There's a building being built down the road at the moment and so about 8 a.m. every day, including Saturdays, I just hear drilling. So that's a thing at the moment.
Well, I think, you know what, now that I think about it, just so, you know, I think I could probably do it. And then if I just have, like, my mum stay over and she looks after the kids till, like, 10, then I can just get, like, 7 hours sleep.
That's more than
6 hours sleep.
And it's worth
Job's good.
It. You'll hear great music.
Everyone's, like, turned off because this is so boring. Me planning my night out. It's like honestly.
Plotting how to get through one
night. That's kind of why I made this record, I think, so that I could, like, have a good night on the stage, feel like I danced and like feel satisfied by
in
that
in a sort
too.
Of weird therapeutic kind of way. That's
like
your
dance
oh, that's
it
interesting.
Out, like have fun, feel how megalomaniac, narcissistic of me to my own music.
Are you an absolute pro at kids' birthday parties?
Oh my
now?
God, how you, do you know this?
I do not know. I'm asking
Babe,
you.
I held one last weekend.
Oh, did
it
you?
It was an absolute
sensation. Yeah. Was it? So tell us about that. What do you? Are you like party planner extraordinaire?
I don't know about party planner extraordinaire. I get my mum to do a lot of the catering.
Of course.
And I do have like, I delegate.
Okay.
So I know who to invite, who's going to like help me blow up those balloons.
Yeah,
I'm talking about kids'
yeah.
parties here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the moment. However, I'm planning my own bat mitzvah party.
Are you?
Yes. And I, that is going to happen in November, and my mum is obsessed. She's kind of treating it like when I got married.
Okay.
Because, but she's very stressed that we haven't planned the food yet. But that will be a big, big party.
It's not, it's what, about 8 months away?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
I've got time.
Food is important, of
food
course.
Food is very important. Music is even more important.
Yeah. Music and food. What's going to be your sort of musical vibe?
I may ask to pull in some favours.
Okay.
But I do kind of feel like I want, like, I want it. I want, like, my mum's coming and her friends are coming, so I want to include them. I just want, like, the greatest. I mean, my friends started. I used to be in a group called Man Like Me, where I was a vocalist for them. And one of their friends went on to do this thing called Wedding Smashers, where they're, like, these really brilliant wedding DJs. And they play all the bangers, but, like, also the fucking coolest songs.
Yeah.
And it just works. They're great DJs. I kind of want it to be like a wedding, but, like, with the great songs, but then it to get heavier and heavier throughout the night.
Potentially even a Black Lace moment.
I mean, now that you... I mean, now that you mention it, I'm like, that could... Imagine the whole floor.
And you need, like, a D-like Grooves in the Heart.
Oh, my God.
Need,
all of
know,
it.
All
like,
of
the,
it. The absolute
Boney
classic.
M. Like, let's go.
Oh, you need a Boney M. Would you consider yourself a great host?
I'd like to think so. I think I've still got stuff to learn, but I love hosting and I love seeing people and I love socialising and I kind of love meeting new people and I love putting people together. So yeah, I think I'm an all right host.
Do you do birthday parties for yourself?
I'm not so fussed about birthday
I'm not
parties
either.
For myself. I'm kind of
I've
like,
stopped, yeah.
Yeah, the bat mitzvah thing is me pushing it. Mm. Like our wedding was really fun. Where we went to Greece, where it was basically like, we go to Greece every year. It's the Mamma Mia Island.
Oh,
accidentally.
Amazing.
And we got everybody over. And they all, like, you know, we had a really big, lovely week. Went to the Greek discotheque. That was fabulous.
Amazing. How's it compared to
Well, they're still playing
English
the
places.
Stuff that they were playing in the noughties. So it was like...
Amazing.
Lots of Get Your Freak On.
Amazing.
And then, like, there was, like, there's a few, like, Euro pop ones that they do. I think they played Bon Jovi at one point, but it's good.
Yeah. Did you have a hen do?
I did.
Yeah, and what was that?
It was... because we were going away, actually, we just got this... We got the top room in the St. Pancras building.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The Spice Girls Hotel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wannabe. Yeah, yeah.
So we got amazing. Like the clock tower room
oh,
and
fabulous.
Had like a sleepover. And
That's
we had,
bad.
They got me a stripper
yeah.
who we annihilated, poor yeah. guy. Like, he was so scared. And we had a very handsome mixologist. It was quite, it started civilized, ended quite debauched.
Girls only?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's the best person to party with? Like, who's your sort of party crew?
So I had, like, I've got a few different ones. So my kind of drum and bass lot were my now husband and my friend Lauren, Amber. Like, we were the ones that, like, would go raving, whatever the weather. And then university friends, we had so much fun at festivals. That's when I really started going to festivals, when I was at university. So, like, we'd... All of us would, when we graduated, went to Exit Festival in Serbia.
Yeah, I've never been, dying to.
It was amazing, but this is how little I know about camping and festivals. I was like, guys, there's a massive bit of, like, plot of land. We can all go here. Yeah, because there was no fucking shade for trees and it was so hot.
Oh my gosh.
But, so we were like, we had a great time, but we barely slept and we were very, like, I think we were like, we had sunstroke most of the time, but
right.
like dancing with them was amazing. And just like dancing with the sun coming up, I could do that in there.
Yeah.
But they're like.
When in Rome kind
yeah,
of thing.
So yeah. So I've got my two best mates are identical twins. And so they're quite like novelty to go out with too.
Everyone loves that.
I'm basically like Prince.
Yeah.
yeah. So
exactly.
basically, yeah.
Yeah. After a night out, do you like to eat?
Yeah. Always.
Hangover cure, or do you have a kebab on the way home?
I would, if I could. God, I haven't had a doner for ages.
Oh, I can't eat a doner kebab.
You can't?
No, it's just too, like... Ugh.
When was the last time you had one?
Oh, years ago. I like a chicken kebab. Chicken sheesh.
Sheesh, lovely.
Yeah, but not a doner kebab. Oh, what's in that?
I don't care. What, from the don't
spinning,
need to know.
From the spinning
don't know.
Wheel of
don't
fear?
Care.
Oh,
don't
my
care.
God, absolutely not.
So I do that, or but I wouldn't do that. I kind of, that would be like really...
Like a last
shitter
resort.
To hit the fan.
Yeah. And after feel it next week. Yeah,
exactly.
We'll get a dollar.
Exactly. I think what I probably would do, what we used to do when we go out to like parties when we were like teenagers, we'd have tea and toast.
Oh.
And that sounds quite like...
That's very civilised.
Yeah, but it was very like, it just kind of brought you down. We'd discuss the night together.
Okay.
Over Marmite on toast.
Oh.
And... tea, and it was just like, you know, you'd be ready for bed after that.
That's really cute.
Yeah, it was quite
what
cute.
Age was this?
Like six.
Yeah.
I'd say like 14 to 18.
Okay, right, before you start like raving.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you must have been to a fair few award shows over the years as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got any good...
you know what? I went to NME the other day.
Oh, yeah.
That was really... That was much more fun than any of the other award shows.
It's rock and roll, isn't it?
It wasn't even that rock and roll, but it just felt a bit more fun.
Did you go with your mum? I saw a picture
I went
of
with my mum, and as soon as we won, she was like, yeah, I'm off, cool. She was like, got the award, and she was like, right, let's go. but I love that. Some award things just feel quite stressful, especially if you're up for one and you're kind of like, for a second, you think you may win it. It's kind of like you just feel like you can't get too pissed or like...
what's your tipple?
Oh, my tipple is, at the moment, tequila. I'm liking tequila with tonic and lime. And I'm sure it's very bad to do that all together and people will be like, what are you doing? But
quite hardcore
I'm quite
tequila,
enjoying
it.
Well, I'm kind of trying to understand tequila a little bit better.
Okay.
Also, there's this really good one that is from South London called El Rayo, and you have it with tonic and a slice of grapefruit juice, and that's delicious.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I'll... but, yeah, that's what... when I was younger, I had 10 pounds, so it would be like you'd... You wouldn't... I wouldn't really drink, I don't think. I'd have Red Bulls to keep me going.
Yeah. Red Bull is really bad for you.
I know. Yeah, I know.
That just is... If I have like a couple of Red Bulls or even like two and a half or something, I feel like I'm like, someone spiked my drink.
Really?
Yeah. It can really send you
do
over
you
the edge.
Everyone was drinking Red Bull vodkas.
Yeah. And
are people still doing that? People doing that still? Yeah.
Because it's like there's a younger person in the room. Who's
are you
going,
drinking? Yeah. Are you drinking Red Bull vodka still?
Yes. He's nodding. Yes.
Why do you drink them? Just because, like, you know, it's going to get you hammered quickly.
Well, it's energy and being pissed, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. If you can go back to any era to party, what would it be?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I think like the world that I'm in at the moment, probably like late 70s, 80s.
Studio 54.
Yeah.
Paradise Garage.
Yeah.
That's vibe.
I feel like I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah, for sure. Why?
But then I think kind of Studio 54 was like the glamour and the kind of absurdity.
Yeah.
But then like Paradise Garage was like
the
garage.
Music.
Yeah. And then there was The Loft, wasn't there?
The Loft with Frankie, who's the guy that ran the Loft? But yes, that's where it sort of all began, I think.
Yeah, and I like the idea of these kind of scenes being born out of these places. But I kind of... So there's that whole New York scene.
Yeah.
And like the kind of post-punk scene. I just think it would have been really exciting. And then you think about like Manchester in the 90s.
Hacienda.
Yeah. And I think, I wonder what that would have been like.
Yeah. I've just read the book written by the owner of the Hacienda.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. That's worth a read. Okay. I'm also currently watching the Andy Warhol Diaries on Netflix.
Is it good?
It's amazing. And the second episode is mainly about Studio 54.
Oh.
And it's apparently not... It wasn't as fabulous and glamorous as often painted out to be in retrospect. I think it was quite druggy and dark.
Well, so yeah, we had Ian Traeger on the podcast.
That's amazing. Yeah. I need to listen to this episode.
It was really funny because we had him on a New York special. And he's now like a hotelier. And,
yeah, he
you
owns
know,
the Edition. The Edition Hotel. Yeah, he's still
and
alleged.
He was kind of, I think he didn't know what he was doing coming to like a New York apartment with me and my mum. But
he's probably still buzzing off the Quaaludes isn't he?
I mean, it sounded quite wild.
Yeah. They went to prison, didn't they?
Went to prison and I was like, and he had a big party the night before he went to prison.
Yes, with like Liza Minnelli and Diana Ross singing to him from the... DJ
and
booth.
I said, was there any food? And he was like, that wasn't a priority.
Yeah.
that was really fascinating.
What's next? I know you've been in the studio.
I'm in the studio this week. I'm doing the podcast. We're also going to America to do some episodes there. We're going back on tour.
We are.
Hopefully we'll be doing some festivals at the same time
Let's talk about festivals. So are you much of a festival attendee? Obviously you've played loads.
I mean, it's funny when you become like an artist, it kind of changes things for you, but then you are spoiled when you go to these festivals and you've got the option of seeing Kendrick Lamar in Poland and, you know, and then you're at the hotel in the morning and he's having his pancake and eggs and you're like, you know, you're like, what is this? Or, you know, being really lucky with the lineup on your tent or your stage
and
you kind of, I find it exciting.
Do you stick around and watch other
artists? I do. If I can and there's somebody that I really want to see, I absolutely will. But a lot of the time it's logistics, right? And lots of times you're going somewhere.
There's a fly or would you go into the crowd and watch it from the front like a fan? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the best place to watch it. Side of stage is not
rubbish. Yeah. And it's so sort of romanticized, isn't it? Like watching from the side of the stage.
No,
like
it's crap.
Kate Moss watching the Rolling Stones, but actually the view's not very good.
No, and the sounds atmosphere. A bit shit.
Sounds terrible.
Because we're all on ears now. So
exactly. Yeah. What are your favourite festivals?
Glastonbury.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it this year.
Yeah,
and I've got an amazing slot. And so I really need to like put some bloody work into that.
Have you been to NYC Down Low?
All I want in life is to go there, end up there.
Haven't been.
I haven't. I don't think I ever get there.
Yeah.
Because I end up at Gaz's Rockin' Blues, like just before. And so that's where I'm going.
So you're gonna be there all night.
Get that mic. I'm gonna be there. Horse Meat Disco. No, I'm not.
No, we actually should. I think Roisin Murphy did that. I've seen videos of her.
Would do that and that'd be okay. They'll be like, fuck off, newbie.
Impromptu 6 AM like Roisin gigs in NYC Down. I think just get on stage, you grab
the
mic.
Fine. I'll see what I can do.
It's Jesse fucking Ware. Of course you should be doing that. The kids will love it. NYC Down Low. And then isn't there another area? Is it called the Rabbit Hole or something?
Oh my!
What's that?
The riddle right. And now some people say you don't have to do a riddle. They demanded that I did a riddle before I got in.
When you said I got the riddle, I was like, it sounded like an STD.
Riddle that you get from Glastonbury. Yeah. Oh yes, riddle me this, riddle me that. I had to do a riddle.
Right. And to get into a...
Yeah, and this, you know, I had a good time already that night and so I was a little squiffy and I got it right. And so I basically decided to tell my friends I'm an absolute genius when I'm inebriated and we got in. But I think, I don't know if they were just trying to not let us in. But,
right.
So they gave me a riddle to do.
So is this like someone's on a door of some area and you have to do a riddle?
But like, and either you can be like rebirthed, have you heard about that? So you go you enter through a vagina.
Oh.
Or you enter through like a rabbit hole, I think. Yes. So
right.
I think I saw Prince Harry and Kate Moss in there once.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they got the riddle.
I don't think they needed to do the riddle.
No, probably not. Or they went through
a royal pardon. Yeah. Yeah.
And what's inside? Like what is the rabbit hole? Is it just like
it's
some little
like
tent?
Yeah.
Is it a 10?
Yeah, but it's the journey to get there.
Right. And what music are they playing in there?
I can't fucking remember.
I don't even know.
Had a beat.
Okay.
And some disco balls.
You're going to love NYC Download.
I know I am.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm doing like one big night at Glastonbury after I perform.
Yeah.
And then the next night is Kendrick Lamar headlining. I'm going to enjoy that.
Amazing.
And then just go home.
And then go. That's like a perfect festival execution.
I know how to like... This is the thing, I think, like, when you're working at a festival, because I care so much about giving a good performance, that it is fun. It is fun, but it's work disguised as fun. And so you have to know your limitations of, like... Don't go out the night before and lose your voice because you're going, or you're singing at the top of your voice to Billie Eilish. I don't know. I'm excited about Glastonbury. I'm excited about Opener Festival in Poland. It's phenomenal.
Right.
It's in like an old...
In Warsaw?
No, it's in Sopot, I think.
Okay.
Or Gdansk. Apologies to anybody there. I'm very excited to come. And it's in like old bunkers and it's on this like airfield and it... And the chef there is, oh my God.
But backstage catering.
Yeah, it's like phenomenal. I love a good catering.
So is that a posh festival?
No, it's not. They just do it really well in Europe, don't they? They just care about looking after you a bit. So yeah, I'm really excited. And then what else am I doing? Oh my God, I'm doing Primavera.
Amazing. That's on my to-do list.
Yeah. So good. Yeah. I mean, I love Sonartic. Primavera is amazing, so I'm doing that.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, I'm excited. But I've got two festivals either side, which is great, but it means that I can't, like, enjoy Barcelona.
On the same weekend? Oh, wow. So you're really...
Yeah,
you're...
like Amsterdam, Primavera, Manchester.
Across 3 days?
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's really...
Yeah, so I need to, like, behave.
Did you do many prides?
I've never done one pride in my life.
We need to get you to a pride.
I know, and I'm a bit sad that I haven't been able to do one. You sent me something in Australia.
Yes,
in Sydney, Mardi Gras,
your music.
And I was like, Look, whenever any pride wants me, let's talk because I am so down.
Yeah, I feel like it's your duty.
But I think you have to earn your stripes.
Yeah, totally.
And like, you know, I feel like I'm earning them.
Yeah. What's your favourite club you've ever been to? On holiday or something.
I'm trying to think. I mean, it's not a club, but I do love Pikes.
Oh, in Ibiza.
Yeah, that was fun.
But it was a hotel with
a club. It's a hotel. So that's like a little fun one.
Is that still
DJ
open?
Harvey. Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
I think I saw Fatboy Slim DJ there one time. Yeah.
Clubs.
And that guy that what's his name? Did he die? Or is he still around? The guy who owns Pikes, something Pike. Mr. Pike.
Did he die?
He went out with Grace Jones back in the day. Yeah. He may have died.
Oh, no.
Which is sad. But I think, yes, the Pikes is still open.
But he is, okay. So I like Pikes, but that's kind of not proper clubbing. I still have such fond memories of my first kind of formative years of Fabric.
Yeah.
And Mass, which I haven't been to Mass for. I don't even know if it's still open.
I think it is.
I don't know, in Brixton. But it was just, I think it was this thing that, because it was in a church.
Yeah.
And you walked up these stairs and you'd hear the thud and you'd be like, oh, we're getting there. And you just kind of, I was underage, so I shouldn't have been getting in anyway. So I was already thrilled that my fake ID had worked.
Oh, did you have amazing fake ID?
I don't think it was amazing, but it worked. And so we go up and then you'd be there and you open the doors and it was like, bang, you're in. And I found it so brilliant.
Is that opposite that music? What's the music venue in?
Fridge. It used to be the Fridge, but now it's Electric.
I've been to Torture Garden there. Do you know
Torture Garden? Yeah, I've never been.
Years
it's like fetish
ago.
Stuff.
Yeah. Which isn't really my scene, but I think I might have even DJed at it or something. Like it was like early days, maybe it was 10 years ago.
Right.
And that was quite mad, being in a club full of people. And I'm used to being in a club full of like crazy, quite out there looks and things, but it's full on. Like there are like rooms where all sorts of stuff's going on, or like spanking rooms, and you have to be dressed up. Do you like a dress code? Do you like a theme?
You know what? As I've got older, I do appreciate a theme. Like I went to a really fun birthday party. It was Emilia Clarke's birthday party, and it was Studio 54 themed.
Perfect.
And I was like, well,
Bish
got
bash
this one
bosh.
In the bag.
I've got all the bloody clothes yeah. from the What's Your Pleasure
yeah,
promo
exactly.
stuff. So that was really fun. I wore a wig. I got my makeup done. Like, and that was just fabulous. Like Horse Meat Disco or DJ. It was
amazing.
Just like, it was fun.
Yeah. I think themes can stress me out a bit.
Yeah. I like a loose theme.
Yeah. An era.
Yeah. I was thinking whether, because with bat mitzvahs, you're supposed to have a theme.
Are you?
Yeah. And like David Schwimmer's was magic. Benny Blanco's was magic. All Jewish boys choose magic.
So what do you go, what do you wear for a magic theme? Like a...
No, you don't have to wear anything because these were like 13-year-old kids. So there would just be magic everywhere. But I thought whether I should do a theme that is like dress code or is that just slightly stressful? And then I was like, maybe I should do it as the 90s because that's when I should have been bat mitzvahed.
That's genius.
So maybe that's quite good.
And it
can be
a bit
loose.
Ravey.
Yeah, that could be quite good, right?
I think that's fine. Yeah, I think a 90s bat mitzvah is quite major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could take any 90s bit. You could be Kate Moss in a slip dress.
Totally.
You could be bloody Kurt Cobain.
You could be like a like gatecrasher
yeah.
kid. You
yeah.
could be like...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Cyber dog. Yeah.
I was like, was that early 2000s?
Oh, maybe that's early. Thing? Yeah, maybe.
So maybe it is hard.
It is quite hard, but maybe I mean to make it loose. But yeah, if it's stressing us out already.
Or you could do disco.
Yeah, is that a bit obvious?
Well, you've also done it.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe something a bit different. Yeah, the 90s to the 90s.
I definitely want disco at the party.
Definitely. I feel like a 90s. Anyway.
You're planning it.
Yeah, TBC. So finally, you're throwing a party. A, who's DJing? And B, who's on the guest list? Give me three people. They can be dead or alive.
Okay. Who's DJing?
Again, can be dead. Can be dead. You can also book a live PA of your choice.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyone.
This is fab.
Oh, yeah. There's no limit to the budget.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh, bloody hell. Right. Okay, let me think. I would probably say I'd probably have EZ to warm it up with a big garage set. He played at a wedding that I went to and it was really good fun. I just think that everyone would be singing. It's quite a good like warmer upper. Poor EZ's on the warm up slot.
Like,
but you know,
yeah,
no offense.
Yeah.
No, so I'd have EZ. I'd then probably have I'd have like a back to back drum and bass situation, whether it would be like Andy C and Friction or something like that. Andy C and let me think. Adam F. I don't know. Skibbity on mic, Brocky on the mic, like emceeing. So that would be like, is that my PA gone? Maybe
you can still have another PA, but
and then I'd have
maybe
to
like
have something
in stark contrast to them. Maybe it's like Diana Ross.
Why would
or something,
oh my god,
you know,
imagine
something completely different to like the DJ
side.
That's
a really good idea. No, yeah. I'd have Donna Summer.
Donna Summer would.
I'd
be
have Donna Summer.
Epic.
I'd have her because I still think she's pretty unsung. I feel like we all love her, but she was remarkable.
That I close most DJ sets with The Boss.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's Diana Ross, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, that's my booking. I'd book Diana
Ross.
So,
who would you have Frankie Knuckles?
I'd have Frankie Knuckles DJ. Yeah, how'd you know that?
Because I think you put it on Instagram today.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I did actually. Frankie Knuckles DJing and Diana Ross performing. Singing The Boss.
But I love Diana.
Yeah. But.
But I don't know. I'd choose Donna.
Okay.
I choose Donna.
That's your party.
No,
like,
fair enough.
You know,
you have Diana. I have Donna.
Perfect.
Donna. But why am I thinking about Amy Winehouse just getting up and having a good time and doing a PA?
I
think that could be quite fun.
I think that would be fab.
And then I don't know who my last DJ would be. It'd probably be like I feel like Jack Master and One Man used to make me so happy, and so I feel like they could do a little back to back.
Yeah. Okay, who's on the guest list? Give me three people.
Who's on the guest list? Let me think. Who's really good fun? Clara Amfo is just fucking thriving and having a lovely time. So she's coming.
Yeah, she's great.
Radiating just beauty and happiness. So yeah, she's coming. She was trying to pull me to that other party yesterday.
What was the after party last night?
It was it was a party at the 180 Strand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And and I don't know what, I think it was Daniel Kaluuya's party.
Okay,
and
okay.
I was like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
Who else would I have? My friend, my girlfriend, Sarah and Samantha, because they're like my ride or die dancers. Like we
Are
have so much.
Yeah, the twins. Yeah. So they can count as one.
Yeah. Okay. One fine. Unit. Amazing. Yeah. And I'd have my husband because I love dancing with him.
Yeah.
I love it.
That sounds like a good night out. Jessie Ware. This has been your life of the party.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't even tell you about my when I got kicked out of Coco Bongos in Cancun.
Well, I think we need that story.
For another episode.
No, I think we need that story now before you go.
Okay, so I just feel like it's right. It's not all my raving days. Oh, and also the... I've got two really good raving things.
We need the two.
Like faux pas. Okay.
Right, we need these
two. So my sister, it's quite long-winded, but my sister knocked my teeth out when I was 7. So this tooth is fake. Now... It's now a nice veneer that I've paid for, you know, as a pop star. But when it was before, it was like a composite, like bit of cement.
Yeah.
And it used to not shine in the UV light.
Oh.
So I look toothless in under UV lights. And there are lots of UVs in clubs.
Right.
So that was a shame that I learned when I'd go out clubbing.
With a big grin on your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd be like... Anyway, then... So my husband and I... have been going out since we were 18. We love drum and bass. We would do something like I'd drive my Cinquecento to Fabric on like, not a school night, because I think I was like saving money. And so we were going after work or something to Fabric to go and see Todd Edwards.
Okay.
Actually, fuck, Todd Edwards could come to the party too.
Yeah, he's on the lineup.
Yeah, so yeah. Todd Edwards, we're going and like, we're having a fucking great time. And... it was when you could have bottles, glass bottles in clubs.
Can't have that anymore.
No. And Sam went, boo, like that, and like trigger fingered. And it was like when Todd Edwards did an amazing, like, I don't know, set and fucking knocked. I was drinking the Coke because I was driving and knocked it out. And so he was
the
like,
fake,
oh my
fake,
God, yeah. And we'd been only going out for like a few months. And it was mortifying for him. And then I had to be like, don't worry, it's a fake tooth anyway. Oh. It was just like, so that was a shame. So that's a shame.
The really tooth, like selling
this
it.
This tooth
there,
is not
yeah.
great with nightlife. So, and then, yeah, Cancun, Coco Bongos, 2003. I'm with my girlfriends on our gap year.
Yeah.
And we go to Cancun, Coco Bongos. And it's fucking wild. Have you ever been there?
What is Coco Bongos?
It's just a really mad club,
right,
where like girls stand up. I can't even believe this is allowed. Girls stand on like tables and they have like gusts of wind. So if your skirt goes up, but people, I think about it, that's really troubling me.
Yeah, I don't know where
so that was
sits
yeah.
within the sort of
And it
of
was kind of like, there were like
movement.
Themes. So yeah, there was themes like Beetlejuice and it was kind of really politically like un-PC, right?
It was another time.
It was another time. Like, it was really bad, but I got quite drunk on mezcal and like green shots or whatever and got booted out. And I wasn't even being that bad, but the security, you coming up to a Mexican bloke that's a security guard and being like, please, can I go back in? Got bloody booted out of Coco Bongos.
No.
Google Coco Bongos.
I will. Okay.
Not my finest hour.
So you were kicked out of
Yeah,
there.
I know.
Have you been kicked out of anywhere else?
No.
It's not like a habit. It
no.
just happens to be that place.
Once had a fight with MC Dynamite outside of in Brighton when he was chatting up my girlfriend, my friend, and he was being a bit rude and I, gobby me. Yeah, that didn't go down.
Oh, yeah, well. I was going to say, have you ever had a fight in a club? So a fight outside a club?
I always make friends in the toilets.
Do you?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I mean, there's something special about a club toilet, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, borrow someone's lip gloss or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. You're Great. Beautiful. You're beautiful.
You're so beautiful. I love you.
I love you.
What's your name again?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think you're my best friend. What's your name? Jessie Ware, this has been your life of the party. Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
you, babe.
On. Amazing.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.